Hey everyone, it's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise.tv, bringing you the answers that will leave you on the edge of wonder.
And right now, everyone is wondering about the Buffalo Bills football player, Damar Hamlin, who collapsed on the field following a long list of athletes before him with heart-related medical emergencies.
Yeah. And what new information is coming out from professionals that wasn't available or that was even suppressed just a few years ago?
And what does Big Pharma have to do with it?
Well, join us for this Edge of Wonder Live to hear what we found. So we'll see you guys out.
On the edge. And are you listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast? Please leave us a 5-star rating and review if you can find it in your heart and help us reach even more people.
Thank you.
How's it going, Ben?
Pretty good. How are you, Rob?
Good. Yeah, that was some surprising stuff last night with the Damar Hamlin, huh?
Yeah, it was. It really was. Really sad to kind of see what was
going on. You know, yeah, people were expecting the worst with that one. I mean, I think everyone thought he was dead, that he had passed away on field. But luckily, there were medical officers right there on the field that were attending to him right away. Probably saved his life.
I mean, right. Yeah, away. I think that's what everyone is saying. So last update we heard, he's in the hospital in critical condition, and his family issued a statement just kind of thanking the NFL and fans and everything else. It didn't say anything specific about anything, but I mean, like what was going on with him or what state he was in or anything else. It was just kind of overall thanking everybody. But Lindsay, can you want to pull up that first tweet and shows the video? So this is you can just play this. That's after he collapsed. Oh, I thought we were showing the other video where it actually shows the impact. But
do you need me to send that to Lindsay? Because I have it here.
You have it? Yeah, go ahead and send that. Sorry, I had the videos mixed up. It was my fault. But this is the aftermath of it, and he's laying on the field right now from what we're watching. And everybody is kind of coming over, and the medical people are trying to get everyone, like, get back, let us do our job here. But yeah, it's really sad. You know, and then the big question is, what exactly?
What happened?
Yeah, and how did this happen? And that's where. Oh yeah, I think they're showing
here. Is this?
Yeah. Okay. I thought, you know what? I think I watched this in the middle of it, and I didn't see the beginning. Because So he does get hit really hard in the
show. But guys get hit hard like this on the daily. You know it. Now the only thing that it could be is the specific place that the helmet hit. Or that the guy hit was the perfect spot on his chest. But think about it. If that was a normal thing, that'd be happening to these guys all the time. Like a heart punch stopping them, you know, because they just get hit so hard. And most of it is like concussional stuff, like stuff that's getting their head, you know, kind of rattled. But this is something altogether different. I mean, we've never seen anything like this.
I think the thing that makes this really weird is that from all the football games that my dad has watched, and my dad watches like football religiously.
Same here, yeah.
I've never, from what I can recall, I've never ever seen. I mean, so many people get injured, right? I mean, some people can get a concussion,
and like an ACL. That's like their knee. Yeah. It's like a physical thing. They get a concussion. You know, those things can happen. You know.
Mm-hmm. I do remember there was a time I think guy got hit in the head or something, and it was kind of the same thing. He stands up and then he kind of collapses, and I don't remember when this was, but I remember it was like a football game fairly recently, within the last, like, you know, 5 years or so. But it wasn't, you know, it was just like a head thing. I think what made this so strange is he literally had a heart attack on the field, And Troy Aikman, I guess on air, he announced that he's never seen anything like this in his entire career.
Yeah.
Aside from just being announcer, also, and yeah, he played for the Troy Aikman. He was for the Detroit Lions. Was he?
He was on the Bills.
Bills, Tamar, really?
Tamar Hamlin, yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. I don't know why. So, I was,
you know, that people are pointing out, like, I'm aware that football players have a chest protector. I think what I was pointing out is that, you know, there are some martial arts moves where if you hit the chest just right, you can actually put someone out, like heart punches and stuff. And I'm just not, like, I don't think this is what it is, but like, I'm just trying to deduce like all of the things that it could have been. And like, you know, as we get more into the show, I think it's pretty obvious what this is all pointing to, right? And Troy Aikman saying he's never seen anything like this in his life. You know, what's the only thing that's changed over the last couple of years?
Which we'll get into all of this. The other thing that's really weird too is that another football player has died, actually. And he played for the Jackson Jaguars and the Dallas Cowboys, and he was a lineman. I feel like I'm going to completely butcher his name, but Yuchi Narani. I'm not really sure. I'm sorry.
Wanneri.
Okay.
Wanneri.
He was 38 years old, and he died also as a heart attack. And he just died yesterday on the 2nd. So what makes this so weird is this tweet. So he tweeted this out in September of 2021. And he said, okay, let's get these vaccine mandates and vaccine passports up and running ASAP. We're seeing children die daily from the unvaccinated selfishness. Pregnant woman at risk to protect life, mandate the vaccine, jail anyone who refuses to protect life. Next tweet down is January yesterday, 2023. Rest in peace, because he passed away of a heart attack. His last tweet, actually, his last few tweets were from December 30th, and he was really saying some very hateful things on the Libs of TikTok account.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's been pretty harsh in his words on Twitter. And, you know, it's just kind of weird that this happened. And I think the biggest... Okay, so Rob, I found a video from, and this is what some people on the other side, you know, who don't believe in, you know, conspiracy.
Oh, truth. I don't believe in conspiracy.
It's by the way, the very first conspiracy theory ever, well, I guess you can relate it back to JFK. Happen to be true, so I think that says a lot for conspiracy theory.
You know what? I don't believe in conspiracy theories because usually they're not theories.
They're not theories usually. So anyway, you don't have to really play this, Lindsay, but you can just kind of show a little bit. You can turn the volume off. But anyway, this video is from 2014, and it was kind of making its way around Twitter because people were saying, like, "Look, this isn't something new. This does happen." They provided some statistics in this video, and actually the next slide they have, I think it's the next one. I don't know. It's one of these anyway. So one statistic they have, they said young athletes die in the US every 2 to 3 days, which would roughly be about 120 to 180 people a year. Like right there, it says this. Leading cause of deaths in young athletes, approximately one young athlete dies in the United States every 2 to 3 days from sudden cardiac arrest.
Is that true?
Well, this is
back
in 2014,
right?
Which is roughly about 120 to 180 people a year. still pretty high. They don't say that they die. Well, I guess they do say they die. Yeah. Okay. So I was kind of shocked about this. However, what we're finding is that there's thousands. Like last year alone, there's over 1,000. So it's way higher than an average statistic. And this video just kind of goes into how you can prepare, like what you can do to basically, you know, avoid having a cardiac arrest in this video if you're like an athlete. And that's basically what this video is for. The weird thing is that it was like 2/3 of them occur for basketball and football, American football. And when you're talking now, when you really look at what's going on globally, that number, there's so many soccer players that are dying right now.
We're seeing that happen on the field.
Yeah. So I'm trying to look at this from both sides. And I think like it's important to note, like, yeah, okay, these things do happen, but it's like, here's two football players die, like both had a cardiac arrest within a day apart. That's just kind of weird in itself, both pretty young. But the thing is, it's like you can't even ask if they were vaccinated. And that is the problem that I have. It's like, well, we're all like, I'm a, like, everyone's really about statistics, same with the media. And it's like, I just want to know statistically how many of these athletes that are having cardiac arrests 100% got the vaccine, because then you can look at it statistically. Okay. You know, out of like 1200 that had it last year, you know, what's the percentage of the vaccine. And then we can just look at that, but it's like, they don't want to talk about it.
It's not just also, it's not that they don't want to talk about it. They're attacking, full on attacking anyone bringing it up at all. And what's strange about it is just that we don't live in a society that allows for proper deduction of cause. Like, obviously follow the money. Who's making the most money? And that usually is the cause of a certain issue, right? So it's like, what, why would the media be protecting something?
Right.
Probably if they're getting a lot of money to protect it, or if the thing is making a lot of money for people.
Mm-hmm.
That's basic human, like, nature, the bad side of it, you know?
Well, and instead of rationally going through this, or even simply addressing the questions that we have, like, for example, like, how many athletes last year who had cardiac arrests? I just want to know what's the percentage of them being vaccinated? And instead, this is what we get. Lindsay, if you want, can you start pulling these headlines up? So all of these headlines came out within the last day, and they're all from different media. This is from the Daily Dot. Now, some of them are attacking this dude, and I can't remember his name now. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Is that Charlie Kirk or whatever his name is?
Yes, it is. That's it. Yeah, that's him. And he's simply just asked a question as well. He's not saying, you know, this is the cause of why it's happening. He was just kind of asking a question. But human garbage. You know, Charlie Kirk blasted for sick DeMar Hamlin conspiracy tweet. And it's like, come on, you guys. Like, can't you just, like, it's like they, instead of addressing the question that he's asking, they're just like blasting him with these hateful headlines. So this one's like not quite, you know, this one's a little bit normal. What caused DeMar Hamlin's sudden heart attack mid-game? Anti-vaxxers point fingers at COVID vaccine shots. So this is one of them, but that's International Business Times, and most mainstream media don't look at them as like a respectable media. Daily Beast, internet cretins rush to blame NFL players' collapse on COVID vaccine. It's like instead of seriously addressing the concern, they switch the narrative to say, we're going to attack anybody that even questions this. And that's what the focus is of the article. The inevitable grotesque effort to blame vaccines for Damar Hamlin's collapse.
You know, the crazy thing is that the world could be burning. And this same group of media would be like, anyone saying this is a fire is grotesquely wrong. The fire didn't burn the world down. Yeah. It was all of that other stuff.
Yeah. And they would say something like, we didn't start the fire.
So, Lindsay, can you pull that tweet up that I sent you from Thomas Paine? Check this out, Ben. NFL on borrowed time. Tip of iceberg. Young players retiring, collapsing because their hearts damaged. You mandated the jabs. Players should sue.
And I'm wondering if there is going to be some kind of lawsuit over this. And remember, anybody that was playing sports that spoke out about the vaccine were hammered by the media. Like even Aaron Rodgers,
he's been getting nailed.
He
just wanted the right, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't criticizing anyone. He was pretty balanced about the whole thing, and he still got like smoked in the media.
Seriously. Yeah. And you know, I think the main problem,
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. But I think the main problem that I have is how, you know, this wouldn't have been a big deal if they weren't going to make it a big deal. If the vaccines came out and they're like, well, yeah, you know, we're not going to mandate anything. If you feel like you should get it, get it. It's like the flu shot. They don't mandate the flu shot. They're just like, if you feel like you need to get it, we're going to provide it for you and you just get it. And it's not a big deal. And instead it's like, they made it a big deal by, you know, firing people from work, like mandating it at work, all these different aspects, and then attacking the unvaxxed. In this video that we're going to be showing here in a minute, this is like this full on attack during the early days when the vaccines were rolled out.
We've been patient. But our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
People who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. For yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
In a world of threats and tyrants, and terror, you know what our biggest enemy is in America? Our fellow Americans.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
Being frustrated that there is still a percentage of the population who are not vaccinated.
I wish that he would go further to restrict the activities of the unvaccinated.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
That 25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
You well, dress up you like know, a it's demon, my bro. Rights and, okay. But I don't care.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Well, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
I think his teeth are falling
freedom out not to follow the facts. Even if your freedom kills people? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of freedom do they really want?
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're sowing enormous confusion.
You're not in front
of
the
unvaccinated
mic.
Overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer.
Well, shouldn't they have to pay more into the system because they are collapsing our health system? They're the ones in the ERs.
Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court.
Almost like it's going to be two Americans.
Insane. Just so insane how like
it's just a clown world.
I mean, honestly, I
feel like we're, you ever see that movie like The Running Man?
Yeah,
I feel like we're watching that movie basically like play out in front of us sometimes. It's like these like propagandized, it's like they're putting these you know, quote unquote criminals into a gladiator setting who committed no crime. Like they've been framed, they're putting them in there, and then they're on this game show and it's all propaganda about them the entire time. And then he ends up exposing the entire thing. Actually, great movie. If you guys haven't seen it, you should totally check this. This is my favorite movie as a kid.
It was one of mine too.
900 times.
It's probably a little outdated now, but maybe not.
No, actually it holds up surprisingly. I think because of the kind of overtones, like the 1984 overtones, it really holds up pretty well. Mm. Yeah. And what they do with technology in the movie, I remember at the time I was like so amazed, and now it's like it's still kind of the same stuff that they'd be doing now, like deepfake stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty funny. All right, we have to go for a trailer, and then when we get back, we'll
be sharing a lot of other crazy apocalyptic things
about like one of the most important studies. And so, yeah, everything we were just hearing, where it was all about, oh, you know, if you're unvaccinated, you're the ones that are going to the hospital and getting sick and everything. And data doesn't necessarily show that, right?
Data
now.
From Star Trek or actual data?
Actual data. Okay, although I'm sure data would be able to show that too. So,
in a very unemotional way.
Yeah.
All right, we'll show that trailer.
Attention, attention. Have you ever heard of the rivalry between Coke and Pepsi? What if we told you the Cola Wars were just a big scam? Ever heard about a certain U.S. president helping popularize Pepsi in the USSR? Or are the Soviet Union paid the Pepsi Company in warships? Why are candy and cola makers like Nestle, Coke, and Pepsi sponsoring health studies? Why do internal emails at Coca-Cola look like they've tried to influence the World Health Organization? Have you ever wondered why the obesity epidemic is getting worse, even though we know sugar is bad for us?
Well, Edge of Wonder isn't a health show.
No, it is not. All.
And we already know we should be healthier. But what we found about the marketing manipulation behind our food products, that you were never supposed to know.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid about the sugar industry, people. Pun intended. Ben and I are about to shock you by how little choice you really have in what you eat.
There's been a deliberate push for sugar on the world's citizens, and Rob and I are here to expose it. Today, we'll uncover the smoking gun sugar marketing that just may reveal how our behavior has been conditioned for generations.
So join us as we dive into the truth about the big food agenda that's been building and building, and not just in your arteries. You won't believe what we found.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah.
And hey, if you guys are listening to this on podcast, if you could think about leaving us a good review, we'd appreciate it. Be able to reach more people with all this censorship going on, you know?
Yeah, it's Silver Surfer in our chat. He said his brother died at 46.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he says he believes
it was jab related, or?
That's, he said he wrote he's 99%. Sure, that's the cause.
Man, very to hear about that.
That's... Yeah. And actually, one of my mom's friends at her former job, her mother, I think, passed away just like out of nowhere, just had a heart attack just right before Christmas. So, and actually, I've been hearing it from other people lately that a lot more people, young people, have been dying of heart attacks lately. Like just people, just talking to people around the area and whatnot. And it's been kind of crazy. I just, it's like something you just don't randomly hear about, you know. It's like me, I mean, it's not that it doesn't happen, but you know, that's what I feel like, that's the statistic that's missing, is like how many people are really dying of heart.
Well, and it's not just that, it's like, you know, dropping dead suddenly really only happens among the older, right?
Yeah.
So when it's happening to a gigantic increase in younger people, I mean, some alarms should be raised, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's actually what we're going to bring up now. So this is from Horowitz.
Horowitz,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And he, David Horowitz, and he's a pretty big author, and he writes for a lot of different various media. And he's, and so, the headline is, possibly the most important study on COVID shots might explain why COVID never seems to end. And this article is massive, and we'll go through some of the tweets in this article. But one thing I just wanted to read real quick. So he kind of mentioned these questions. He says, the vexing question of 2022 is why the virus is even still with us to this day. Why is it that so many countries in the Pacific Rim that did so well in 2020 and 2021 now have a bigger problem in 2022 with less virulent strains of COVID? Why does it appear that the pandemic will never end and so many people continue to get the virus multiple times? None of this is normal. And so these are the questions that he basically proposes in this very long article. And then he goes through and answers these questions using statistics. And actually, if you want to read this tweet, Rob.
Yeah. During the last 6 months, 98% of all reported COVID deaths have occurred in nations where more than one vaccine dose has been administered per person. Essentially, no deaths are occurring in the unvaccinated nations. Which, if you know, if we rewatch that media video, just makes no sense, right?
No sense at all. Yeah, you can read this too.
Gosh, Portugal is the most vaccinated nation in all of Europe, 95% vaxxed, 70% boosted. And yet just as many people are dying now as in 2021, and significantly more people than in 2020 when no one was vaxxed and no one had immunity. And COVID was more virulent. Excuse me.
Yeah. So it goes through different countries. So this is a chart of Japan saying daily COVID deaths per million in Japan, a country that is super vaccinated and mask obsessed. And as you can see, there's deaths in 2021. But then after the vaccines roll out, there's a huge spike. And by December of 2022, more people died then than ever previously in Japan after COVID came out. So again, you know, it's like, this is what I was talking about, statistics. It's like, I think the media just doesn't really necessarily want to show these statistics because it goes against the entire narrative. This one is in Africa again. Every single one of these show through March and December, there were more.
Yeah, and that, the crazy thing is that box on the bottom is when COVID was spreading everywhere.
Yeah,
it should be the craziest time, and
it
look,
it should be. Yeah, and as the vaccines rolled out, we should see the decrease in the amount of deaths, not increase, especially more than double the amount. So you can scroll down. I can't see what country that is. I'm sorry. And he's okay. What country is that? Norway. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Norway. Yeah.
Yeah. Norway It's pretty bad, actually. Well, Norway has the highest COVID death per rate in million in the per rate of rates per million in the world. And this is America. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That shows everything. Chile,
the United States is there in the middle.
Yeah. And Nigeria, United States is lower. Because there's not, I mean, what they're saying here is that not as many people in Nigeria and United States have been vaccinated compared to other countries like Japan, Chile, and Australia. And this just gets really, it just gets really detailed about the reasoning why. And it just, you know, it's trying not to like jump to any conclusions. Yeah. It's just like, the data just doesn't add up, you know, what is really going on. And if the vaccines, but then it just gets into the fact that our bodies are designed to, like the way our bodies are made. I mean, I believe God made our bodies, right? So God made us. It's like, we are designed to build up our own immune system, and the vaccine is actually working against it in some aspects, because actually, Lindsay, if you want to show up that article one more time, it provided very solid evidence why, but it has to do with one of the spikes in the vaccine, and how it's actually, what's happening is your body, our bodies, some people who got the vaccine, not everybody, again, some people, it's like working against the body, where the body's recognizing it as COVID, and it's trying to build the immune
antibodies.
Yeah, antibodies to build up immunity, mm-hmm. And it's the vaccine is working against that, and it's actually attacking the body, and therefore it's causing problems. Whereas like people that didn't get the vaccine developed the antibodies naturally from getting COVID. Your body knows what to do. So therefore it's like, it's your body has a natural immunity to it. So what they're finding is that some of the spike cells within the vaccine is actually hurting people more than it's helping people. And then it kind of gets into the mRNA as well. So yeah. And again, it's like, I know there's so many people watching this who probably have the vaccine. We're not trying to like be, you know, I don't want to like, it's not about like the fear of getting it or anything in this nature, or if you had it, it's like, to me, it doesn't really matter so much. It's just the fact that it's like what that video we saw earlier is like how much they've been attacking the unvaccinated, and it's like,
yeah,
we have,
why?
Yeah. And I feel like we just have to defend ourselves now. It's like, dude, you know, we've been attacked in society since the rollout of the vaccines. And so many people have lost their jobs, can't work. I mean, people's lives have been destroyed. The suicide rate was like crazy because people didn't want to get the vaccine, but then they're losing their jobs and they lost their families. It's just been so nuts. And this is something that the media doesn't talk about at all, like how this affected our nation and the world. So I don't know, Rob, sorry, I've been kind of talking a lot. Is there anything you want to kind of say about this?
I mean,
like, what do you think overall, you know, or what would you say to people out there that are a little bit worried right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the major, like look at their slogan. Their slogan is like, follow the science, right? Like, when did we become people that negate, like, every single plague in history has always been about like something related to something human beings need to like look at themselves about. Every single one that's been documented, almost without exception, has been for a reason. So I'm not saying that this is one of those or not, but I think that like throughout the entire process of this, science has been pushing follow the science. So everybody followed the science. And where has this gotten us? It's just gotten to us to a place where people are going to need to start reflecting and understanding there's deeper things to consider than money and science. It's, and if you follow the money, if you're open to that and you follow who's getting the money from all of this, it becomes very obvious what's going on very fast. So, and I know that that's probably painfully obvious to a lot of people out there. Me just saying this is just kind of like, yeah, who hasn't had this thought perhaps, right? But the fact that, you know, yeah, the fact that we can't even talk about this stuff is just super disturbing. And
yeah, I agree. Sorry, my camera got a little messed up there. Yeah, that's the part that bothers me too. It's like you can't even talk about it without being worried about being censored.
Yeah, and it's like, but like, yeah, follow the science. Like, if we were really following the science, we wouldn't probably have pushed vaccine that fast,
right?
You know, and probably it would have been looked into a lot more. And I think one of the biggest problems about science is that you can't question it. Anything that science pushes, you're unable to question, even scientists or doctors. So doctors who are questioning this are not allowed to question it.
Yeah, or they're censored.
Like this is it's 100%, like we've turned into almost entirely 100% communist regime almost, because in communism, you're not allowed to question communism. That's the number one rule, yeah, right? You question communism and you will get suppressed and or killed for doing that. And I think, you know, we're not experiencing death, but it's more of like a cancel culture where if any of those things are even questioned, immediately you're criticized. Like, look at Graham Hancock's Ancient Apocalypse right now on Netflix, right? All he's doing is really rationally questioning archaeologists, and he's getting the craziest amount of pushback just for bringing up stuff that they haven't themselves been able to explain, that they know they can't explain, and that he's putting all of this peripheral data, much like we do on Edge of Wonder here, together to come to a conclusion and to understand what could have happened. And the dude is very conservative in his beliefs. If you listen to Graham Hancock talk in Ancient Apocalypse, he's like, hey, look, I don't believe giants existed. He's like, but all of these like ancient illustrations are showing us giant humans among smaller humans. And so he's trying to like make sense of it in a way that fits in his mind, even though he doesn't believe in giants, when it's obvious, like humans aren't stupid. Like in my opinion, they're not drawing giant humans like next to small humans because they were deities or something. Like the thing that makes the most sense is that there were larger humans and smaller humans together. And there's a lot of evidence. Go to Ohio, the giant mounds in Ohio alone that they've been suppressing for eons. I mean, you can go back into the early 1900s, look at the newspapers, and they were constantly digging up giant bones, 9 foot, 12 foot humans, right? Why are we so unwilling to talk about this stuff? Why is science, archaeologists, like climate change scientists, you know, I was just looking at an article that said 1,200 scientists come out saying there is no climate change emergency. Yeah. 1,200 scientists. Think about how many that is.
Yeah.
A lot of them saying there's no emergency here. Like there's a lot of data to support that these are natural changes that are going on the planet. So the question needs to come back to this. If they're pushing an agenda, who's making money off of it? Why are they pushing that agenda? Why are we not asking that question on every single thing going on to make sure that we're not putting ourselves in danger with this information?
Yeah, and I saw, okay, so I haven't confirmed this myself, but I saw that prior to COVID, Justin Trudeau was worth about $10 million, and now he's worth about $300 million. it's like, shouldn't... This is why I have a problem with politicians. It's like, how are you like a multimillionaire as a politician?
Have you been following the stuff that's going on with Jordan Peterson today? With
Elon? No, I haven't today. No.
So I'll just recap this. So Elon has been commenting on Jordan Peterson's stuff.
He has, really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Jordan Peterson said basically that he's being forced to go through a retraining on social media because of the people that he reposted and some other stuff, or else he's going to use his license so that he can say he's a licensed psychologist. And Elon was kind of responding, being like, you know, exclamation point, you know, like this is completely concerning and all of that stuff. And Jordan Peterson is responding, and he was saying that basically he basically got put into this situation because he was questioning. Yeah, here. Criticizing, he was retweeting Pierre Poilievre and criticizing Justin Trudeau and his political allies. So the Ontario College of Psychologists is demanding that I submit myself to mandatory social media communication retraining with their experts for, among other crimes, retweeting Pierre Poilievre and criticizing Justin Trudeau and his political allies.
Man.
So if you scroll down, you see Elon commenting on this. Somewhere there he is. No, click on the exclamation point. Yeah. And then I think actually Jordan Peterson, yeah, he's actually go to Elon Musk. I had to go back in go to tweets and replies.
Man, there's like a bunch of stuff coming out. Something about Chinese accounts.
He's got too many. He's
look at that. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that he's been very active recently. Elon has, and actually,
there.
Go back to Elon. go to tweets and replies, and he's got this. He posted this Babylon Bee. Go down. No, sorry. Gotta go to Elon.
You're on Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. Go to Elon, Lindsay. You gotta see this. This is so hilarious. This goes along with our theme of a show right there. 60 Minutes interviews population control expert Thanos. Oh my gosh. Can you click on that article, Lindsay?
That's really funny.
Because Elon's been very active about posts. Well, we're going to get into that later in the show about the population control aspect, but this is so funny. Scroll down a little bit, Lindsay. This is his quote. Little one, it's simple calculus. The universe is finite. Its resources finite. If life is left unchecked, life will cease to exist. It needs correcting. Thanos spoke to CBS Scott's Pelley in an interview that many onlookers called ominous and awkward. That's really funny, by the way. Anyway, yeah, we're going to get into that more. And actually, with Rob, you were talking about how all these these scientists came together, basically said there's climate change is.
Yeah, I can send Lindsay the link.
No, I found it. We're going to get into it a little later. There was a whole thread where this guy kind of breaks down statistically really what's been going on and how it's actually the opposite of what we think. Everyone's like saying like, oh, this crazy stuff's going on. And he's like, actually, things have really turned around in the last 100 years. And he gives all these examples of really what's been going on. And it's not nearly as bad as what everyone is saying. So we'll get into that a little later. So, all right, we need to play a trailer and we'll get into some of this other stuff.
A bacterium infected a flea. A flea hitched a ride on a rat. A rat spread the Black Death to all of Europe. Millions dead, dirty peasants infected. Or is there more to the story? What if our advanced mindset of the future caused us to miss something about the past? What if something tied together every epidemic throughout time? What if people weren't just reacting to plagues, but plagues actually reacted to people? This is the first deep dive of its kind into a part of plagues never before acknowledged. You'll never look at history the same way again.
So let's think about it. What exactly is a plague?
Living in the future, it's easy to look at the people of the past and pass judgment.
But there have been numerous plagues over humanity's history, and even until today.
I mean, this type of look at plagues we did might be the kind of deep dive nobody has ever done before on possibly the most covered subject in history.
Plagued, Part 1, When Society Falls. Only on edgeofwonder.tv.
Ben, I call that version of you Ben Islam.
Oh, man. We got a comment from some random fan, like, complaining about my beard was like Islam or something. Muslim. That's what he said. It was really weird. It was a very strange comment. I'm like, that's really strange, but okay. Anyway. Okay. Let's, Okay. So, man, there's so much here, but I know we can't get through everything. So, this is another thing that's really weird. Two ABC producers died within a week of each other.
Same heart stuff or?
Yeah. Both had a heart attack, both of them, within a week. And they were both young. One was 28. And she is Erica Gonzalez. And she was an ABC producer somewhere on the West Coast. I can't remember exactly her role. And she died of a heart attack. And then the big one was Dax Tierra. And he died at 37, also of a heart attack. And he was one of the producers for, the name just slipped my mind. Oh, George, or is George? Actually, look up his name real quick, Lindsay?
Dax Tierra.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Tierra or Tierra.
Yeah, the J is probably silent. You're right.
Not quite sure.
Tierra.
I forget. Here, I'm going to pull up his... And actually, well, the other news is that his wife got arrested after he had a heart attack because they left their children alone. Yeah, there you go. George Stephanopoulos. He was the producer of George. And yeah, so one of the producers. But anyway, it's just really strange that both of these people worked at ABC. And ABC does have a forced mandate for the vaccine for their employees, by the way. Just letting you know that. So they definitely got the vaccine.
Yeah, because it was mandatory there at those.
Yeah, places. Most of the, a lot of the anything entertainment wise.
Luna's Ma said the J is pronounced like an H in this case.
That's what I thought.
Tehara.
And so Dr. Malone, there's a video of Dr. Malone, and he's the one that created the technology, the mRNA.
Yeah.
Technology that goes into the vaccine. And he's the one that's been very extremely censored, even though this is probably the most credible guy that can talk about the vaccines more than Fauci, since Fauci didn't even have anything to do with the vaccines. He just is pushing the vaccines. This guy actually created that technology. And listen to what he says.
There's a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point, kind of opening that space ethically and otherwise. So that's part of the push for why these particular products is it relates to that transhumanism agenda. And
for anybody who doesn't know, transhumanism, explain it, break it down.
So transhumanism is the belief, is the technology suite, I think is the best way to put it, mm-hmm. around the idea of both mechanical and biological modification of humans for improved longevity and performance, I think, in general, and could be improved cognition also. So
doesn't this strike anyone as maybe territory we shouldn't go into?
So that's the fascinating thing about this government report from Germany and the UK. That, like I said, we covered in our Substack. It's readily available. It's in circulation. And they say, basically, we have to do it because the other guy's doing it. And they acknowledge that there are ethical barriers that have to be breached. And they basically say outright, we don't have any choice. We have to do it because the other guys are doing it. And of course, the other guys, by inference, is the People's Republic of China. And I, for sure, the PRC has no barriers to doing anything.
None.
And
but is it
they're in a total warfare environment.
Do I have it right to say we are now messing with things that Mengele and others were trying to mess with? They just didn't have the technology, and they may have been quacks. But we're trying now to do the same thing with technology that may actually make it work.
Yeah, so I'm a little, as somebody who's a 30-year veteran of the gene therapy business, I'm a little skeptical about the making it work part.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
That's good news.
Good.
But, you know, mechanical augmentation, for sure, we can look forward to that. And we can look forward to the robotic products that have been developed with DARPA.
So I don't have a problem if you're talking about prosthetic arms and legs and things like that, or...
No, we're talking about battle suits in the way that we've seen play out in science fiction with augmented performance and embedded in all kinds of embedded transducers for, you know, instead of this, it's part of us, right? And augmentation in brain performance and all kinds of things. Yeah. So that is where the world is, no clear question. World Economic Forum is all in on this. That's the lovely thing about the World Economic Forum is they don't hide their stuff.
Yeah,
they just say it.
I know.
Right?
And then they leave the paper trail that shows they're doing it.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. So,
but you mentioned the People's Republic, and that seems to be the logic that's being floated right now, is they're already doing it. And if we don't want to be left behind, we have to do it too. And the ethics be damned. Because it's a matter of national security. That's what I read.
Wow. Yeah, pretty insane, right? I mean, he literally talks about how the mRNA vaccine is transhumanist agenda. Oh, gosh. And, is China's military making COVID-19 variants? And this is something the Gateway Pundit has, and they're really going into how China on purpose might be creating this. And I probably wouldn't put past China to do something like that. So,
yeah, I mean, like the bio labs are there, you know. I think there are a bunch of clumsy scientists doing wonky things, but you know, anything is possible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're really going to succeed in much, you know, that's been the question. But so Epoch Times had a really interesting article.
This is an interesting headline.
Yeah, you can go into this, Rob, if you want.
It says Pfizer's shots aren't safe and were never shown to be. Germans unleash spike protein bombshell. So basically, to sum this up, Dr. Catherine Edwards, a member of Pfizer's data safety monitoring board, was previously a paid advisor to Pfizer. DSMBs are supposed to be independent and aren't if members have previous relationships with the company. German autopsies found highly unusual tissue inflammation in people who died shortly after getting the jab, and investigators suspect the inflammation observed would be fatal. They also found spike protein in the tissues of the deceased, but not another key part of SARS-CoV-2. This suggests the actual virus was not part of the problem. The only possible source of the spike protein was the jab.
meaning that they weren't dying from COVID. They were dying from a very specific part of COVID that is actually found in the vaccine.
Okay, this is interesting. So data from the German health insurance provider BKK, which covers about 10.9 million Germans, show about 2.05% of COVID jab recipients sought medical care after their jab. The largest German statutory health insurance data set, which encompasses 72 million Germans, show massive increases in sudden and unexpected deaths after the COVID jabs rolled out. On December 13th, 2022, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis petitioned the Florida Supreme Court for a statewide grand jury investigation of crimes and wrongdoing committed against Floridians related to the COVID-19 jabs. He also established an independent public health integrity committee to analyze and assess federal health guidelines before they're implemented in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Epoch Times actually has more articles related to all what their findings are. And we're about ready to leave Rumble pretty soon here. And by the way, for those of you watching us on Rumble or also Ganjing World and Odyssey, please like and subscribe so we can continue to grow our channels. But before we leave here, Lindsay, can you pull this up real quick? The athletes. Okay, so this guy's is pretty intense. This is all athletes. Well, not maybe every single one of them, but a lot of athletes who have died from just this past year, from 2001 to 2020.
Age 21, age 29.
2021 to 2022. So basically just all of 2022. So it's like 1 year.
These are pros too, yeah.
Yeah, these are mostly all pros. This is a massive, massive
19
list.
Heart issues. Go up, almost scroll up. Are these all heart issues?
Yeah, almost every single one of these
death there
are
heart attack, cardiac arrest, sudden unexpected death. Okay. Yeah,
almost all of them are. And as you can see, this is like a massive, massive list. To scroll
keep through. Going. Keep
yeah,
going.
Don't even stop, Lindsay. You can just kind of keep going. Like I just want to kind of show how long this thing is. And every single I don't know if every single one of these got the vaccine, but there's an article linking the exact person and what exactly happened. Many of these are deaths, and there's well over 1,200 here. And
not all of the outcomes are death, but many.
Not all of them are death. No. Quite a few of them are, but not every single one of them.
Most of them, it looks like.
But when you really kind of see this put together, it definitely brings some questions and cause for worry. So, and like I said, this isn't even everybody. This is, I think, what has been confirmed. But yeah, it's really sad and scary at the same time. Mm-hmm. So that just goes on endlessly scrolling through that. And that's airtable.com. This link has been kind of going around, the making its ways around social media world, so I'm just posting that now. But yeah, very sad, really it is. But okay, well, you guys, we're going to head over to rise.tv now. And we have a whole massive thing all about the depopulation agenda, which we didn't even get into. So we're definitely going to be talking about that over on Rise TV and breaking down how someone has found evidence against climate change, or at least what the scientists are saying, and how it's actually not as bad as what we think it is, and what humans are doing to the planet is actually has turned around. So we'll get into why this depopulation agenda is here and how the evidence doesn't support climate change. So join also, us.
I was just going to say, before we go over to just like, you know, all the best to Damar Hamlin and his family. And I hope he makes a speedy recovery and gets back onto the field. We're not animals on Edge Wonder, and truly wish everyone the best. So hopefully that.
Yeah. And I truly, truly hope that he makes it, he pulls through and everything is good. So it's very sad what's been going on. And unfortunately, he won't be the last. And I think that's the thing that does have everyone worried. Yeah. So.
All right.
All right, well, you guys.
we'd like you, if you can, to join us on Rise TV for just $9.99 a month and support our work. You'll get to ask us your questions during the live Q&A. And don't forget that your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the truth that the censors don't want you to hear, like everything we just talked about in this show. Now check out this trailer for Edge of Wonder and then join us over on Rise.tv.
Hi everyone, I'm Rob and this is Ben from Edge of Wonder. You might recognize us from YouTube, where we had a popular channel from 2018 to 2020 with videos on space, spirituality, the human body, and forbidden history.
Our content covered anything cool that we found information on, which the mainstream either couldn't or wouldn't talk about.
Our channel had over 500,000 subscribers and we had more than 45 million views. But then we were censored and demonetized without warning for daring to look deeper into topics and bring you the truth.
But we refused to be stopped. Now we're excited that Edge of Wonder is going live twice a week with deep dives, interviews, Q&As, and more of the content you love.
And that's not all. We've been getting lots of requests for our timeless episodes on topics like the Mandela Effect, transhumanism, communism, and more. We're happy to say we've got them all, as well as new series every month on our own platform, Rise.tv.
And don't forget my favorites like The Power of the Mind, Near-Death Experiences, Ancient Civilizations, and the list keeps getting longer.
To watch it all, subscribe to Rise.tv, where you'll get our full, original, uncensored catalog of exclusive content. And you won't want to miss our hilarious live chats with our awesome Rise community.
It's like we're all one big family over there with lots of hope and humor.
And until next time, we'll see you out
on the edge of wonder.
Hey, guys. We're back.
We are back. All right. So.